Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Once again, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Saturday night, July 14th, 2018. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please continue to spread the good news about this worldwide ministry, because that's what this is. It is a ministry where God's word goes forth with power. So we want you to continue to share the good news and let your friends and co-workers and ministries and pastors, your friends, even your neighbors and even your enemies, co-workers, let everybody know about this ministry so they can tune in and be blessed by it as well. So we're going to ask, as we always do, please, especially for the first-time listeners, get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with Deacon Marvin Cox as he gets ready to bring forth God's word on tonight. He's going to do part two, continuation. Message title, Did You Forget Who You Are in the Lord? Part two. He's going to share another inspirational poem first, but his message title, again, is part two from this past Thursday night's message. Did you forget who you are in the Lord? So get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with Deacon Marvin Cox as he gets ready to go into God's word again. So we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Heavenly Father, it's in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon coming King. It's in his name that we come once again to give you honor, give you glory and praise for who you are. You are so worthy of our praise, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you are not like man, and there is none like you in all the earth. You are awesome in all your ways. So we just give your name glory, honor, and praise on tonight. We thank you for this another day that you have allowed us to be able to see. And we know that this is a day that we'll never see again. So we know that it is you who have touched us and allowed our eyes to become open once again to see this a brand new day. So we just thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come now in that precious name of Jesus, asking that you would move by your spirit, touch the hearts and minds and spirits of those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies, and especially those that are dealing with mental issues on tonight and mental illness. We know that you are the chief physician who have never lost a patient. So we know that you are able to touch, heal, and deliver and set free even on tonight, because we know that you're still working miracles even today. So we ask that you would move by your spirit, touch, heal, and deliver, and strengthen those that are sick in their minds and spirits and bodies all over the land. You know who they are and where they are, and you know exactly how to reach them at their point of need. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And also, Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Continue to touch their hearts and comfort their hearts and minds and spirits, and let them remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, those that are in jails, those that are young people that are in youth detention centers, all those that are behind bars, Heavenly Father, for just or unjust reasons. We lift them up to you, Heavenly Father, and it's our prayer, our desire, that you would send a word, a vessel to each one of them that would speak a word into their lives, and that as they speak your word, that they will be able to open their hearts, will be able to receive your word, and they, those that are not saved in Jesus' name, will become saved in his name after opening their mouths and confessing the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's our prayer. That's our prayer for tonight, on tonight, Heavenly Father, for those that are tuned in also on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name. It's our hope and our prayer and desire that something will be said on tonight through your word, Heavenly Father, not our word, not my word, not Deacon Cox's word, but through your word, that will touch the hearts and minds of those that are still spiritually blind on tonight, to the point that they will have no choice but to open their own mouth, and they will open their mouth with your power and ask your Son Jesus Christ to forgive them of their sins, and they will ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them, and once they're saved, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their God purposes in the earth. Is our prayer for each one of them, not only those that are spiritually blind, that are not incarcerated, but those that are incarcerated as well, that you will be glorified through each one of them. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight, but we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, then I include my entire family, Deacon Marvin Cox and his entire family. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, but through it all, you will be glorified through us, your vessels, servants, and ambassadors in the earth, even in this day and present time. So we just praise your name on tonight, Heavenly Father, because you're worthy of our praise. Heavenly Father, even we thank you for your sufficient grace. Your grace is sufficient even in the time of need. So we just thank you, Lord, for that, knowing that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. We just bless your name on tonight for knowing that you are in total control, no matter what man thinks, no matter what man thinks or how he may think, or he or she that are in high positions in the earth, they may think they are running things or in control. But we thank you that you are in total control at all times. You never slumber nor sleep, and you cannot feel, lie, nor change. So we just give your name praise, glory, and honor on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you just continue to move by your spirit through us and through this ministry, this worldwide ministry and platform, for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said amen. Well, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us, saying unto each one of us, you can't heal properly until your emotions are healed. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, you can't heal properly until your emotions are healed. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassador vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. But I do not have any announcements on tonight, but I do would like to give before we bring forth Deacon Marvin Cox to share with us another inspirational poem, and then part two of his message from Thursday night's show. He's going to come forth very shortly, but I just want to give a shout-out to my bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, the pastor of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. We're located on the east side of Detroit. Our new location is on Crane, 1330 Crane, right off of Agnes, a block and a half away from East Jefferson, near the Jeffersonian Apartments. So I thank God for my man of God, Pastor Bishop James A. Jennings. He is my pastor and shepherd. And also give a shout-out to my Greater Shiloh Faith Baptist Church family. And also I want to give a shout out to Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. and the Morning Star Baptist Church, where I am filling in as their musician. God has blessed me and opened that door for me to be able to serve at two different churches at the same time. So I just give God the glory for what he's doing in my life. And I pray that it's being a blessing to someone else, that God would be glorified through it all. I'm not bragging, but I'm just stirring up the gift. The Lord said in his word, stir up the gift that he has given to you. That do not only apply to me, that applies to you, listener. You who are saved in Jesus' name all over the land, if you hear my voice, if you have one gift or one talent, use it to the glory of God, so that everybody that would see you using your gifts and talents, they would know that it's a gift and it's a talent. You've been anointed and appointed by God for such a time as this. So I don't take any of my gifts or talents lightly, and I pray that any listener do not take your gifts or talents lightly, because the Lord don't have to use any of us. But I thank God that he chose us for such a time as this. So right now, we're going to have Deacon Marvin Cox come forth, and he's going to share with us a poem first. And after his poem, we're going to go do our music break. Then we're going to come back and yield the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox so he can go into God's word again on tonight. Part two of Did You Forget Who You Are in the Lord? Please, I hope you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with Deacon Marvin Cox as we go through God's word together on tonight, that God be glorified through his word. But Deacon Marvin Cox, would you please come forth now and share with us your point for tonight, and then we're going to go to our music break, and then we're going to come back and yield the mic to you to deliver God's word.
Amen. Once again, I thank the Lord. I thank Brother Brown for providing this platform to bring forth the Lord's word and to bring forth the Lord's inspirational poem that he has given me to give to his people. Tonight's poem is God's Ark. Storms are raging, floods are rising. What perilous times we are in. Is there no refuge from agony? Is there no shelter from sin? Will the tumult overtake us, trapped as though no one cared? Or in the arms of their refuge, or in his arms of their refuge, safe in the ark, he is prepared. Beloved, that ark is Jesus, the one who controls the peace, the one who can speak to the storm clouds and cause the raging winds to cease. Yet often he speaks not to the storm clouds to silence their clamor and power, but rather he takes us within his arms and calls us to rest in that hour. So do not be bitter at storms, my friend, for the rainbow, its message will tell. God granted mercy to faithful Noah, and he'll grant us mercy as well. Rest on the waters, O child of the King. Rest, for his message is true. Till the waters subside, and they always do, God will take care of you. He'll feed you, he'll love you, he'll teach you, and lead you through caverns quite dark, and bring you back to the mountain peak, sheltered and safe in his ark. Rest, Jesus, rest, blessed Christian, even in the storm, as the billows flood over your soul. Rest, blessed Christian, you're in the ark, because God is in perfect control. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Before I go to our music break, I want to ask the listening audience, at one point in time, I was opening up the phone lines for listeners to call in with prayer requests, to share testimonies and give God glory and praise for what he has done in your lives. And we have not done that for a while. So I am going to announce right now that we are getting ready to do that again. For those of you that are interested, again, God gets his glory through our testimonies. It does us no good to know that God has blessed us and did something marvelous in our lives, and we do not let the world know who did it. So we are really robbing God of his glory when we do that, do not share our testimony. He said that he would share his glory with no one. someone that's out there that's watching you need to know and that you are serving an awesome, mighty God who is able to do anything, knowing that all things are possible with God if you believe and do not doubt in your heart. So we're going to open up the phone lines again very soon. I need you to, if you have a pen and paper listening audience, take down this number and pass it on to your friends and or your neighbors or your family members. So when I say that the phone lines are open to share testimonies, this worldwide ministry is not just about me. It's about you too, listening audience, that you can get involved and give God glory, honor, and praise through sharing your testimonies and praise reports. So when I say that the phone lines are open, this is the number you would need to dial. Will be area code 657-383-1364. Once again, this show's dial-in number is area code 657-383-1364. The world needs to see through those that are serving God out of faithful hearts and out of total commitment. We need to be living epistles and examples and letting the world know and see that God is working miracles through us and that he has given us testimonies. So it's important that we share our testimonies and that we give God the glory and honor and praise that's due his name, because we know that without God we can do nothing, but with God all things are possible. And yes, again, he is still working miracles even today. So when the Lord has done something for you in your life that you know only God did it, you know that it was one of those but God moments. Had it not been for the Lord intervening on your behalf or making a way of escape for you or healing you or delivering you or setting you free or your loved one, if you don't tell that story, if you don't share that testimony with someone else, then you are robbing God of his glory. So we're going to give everyone an opportunity to give God glory, honor, and praise through the sharing of our testimonies and praise reports. So once again, when I do say that the phone lines are open for listening audience to call in and share your testimony, stand up with holy boldness. Do not allow the enemy to hold your tongue that you do not give God the glory, honor, and reverence that's due his name because of the awesome miracles that he's doing in your life and in your family's lives. So we don't want to be God robbers by holding back our testimonies. So, again, the number is 657, area code 383-1364. It's very important that we give God the glory that's due his name. It's very important that as Christians that we let those that are not saved in Jesus' name know that God is real, because we are proof and we are miracles that God is working through us, and we are anointed for such a time as this, and we are compelled to go into the hedges and the highways and let the world know that there is a living Savior, named Jesus Christ, our soon coming King, the one who came down from glory and shed his blood and on our behalf. Even though he was sinless, he knew that we were sinful and we had sin upon us, and none of us could have paid our own sin debt. So he came down out of love for God the Father first and then for mankind, for you and for me. Aren't you glad tonight? So that's why it's important that we share our testimony. So I pray that you took that number down, so when we do set the lines are open, you will be able to call in and give God the glory that's due his name for what he's doing in your life. So right now, we're going to go to our music break, and then following our music break, we're going to come back. We're going to give the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox. And once again, I do pray, listening audience, that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with the man of God as we go through God's word together on tonight. Enjoy the music break tonight. Total praise.
Bye.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Total praise, total praise. God deserves our total praise. Right before we bring Deacon Marvin Cox to share the word of God on tonight, I just wanted to say, and I'm sure that a lot of the listeners, too, are praising the Lord along with me and all the 12 young men that were saved that was trapped in the cave in Thailand in their coat. And I'm still praising God. I just saw the report on CNN News on today how they are coming along very well in the hospital. But I just thank God that they was rescued in time. We serve an awesome God. And do you not know that they said within 2 hours after he was rescued, the cave started to flood again because of the rain, the onpour of the rain that was coming down back into that same cave. Had they not been rescued at the time they was in, most surely that they all most likely would have drowned and been killed. But God intervened. So we serve an awesome God. That's why, it goes back to sharing our testimonies. So these young men and their coach, what an awesome, powerful testimony each one of them have that they can give God glory. So, again, I thank God for allowing them to be found safe alive, and then they were all rescued, and they're coming along very well. So it's nobody but God, and we just give God the glory, honor, and praise for them being saved and found safe, and they are healing properly. And we just thank God for everyone that was involved that helped rescue them. So it's all to God be the glory. So right now, we give the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox. Deacon Marvin Cox, we now give the mic to you to deliver God's word.
Hey, man, I thank you once again. And I'm never going to stop saying how great or how awesome of a responsibility it is to bring forth God's word. The magnitude of his word, the meaning of his word is far, far beyond my comprehension. The only thing that I know to do is to be obedient, and I'm called to bring forth his word, to pray, to cleanse my soul so that you can receive the message and the spirit for which it was sent out. Now, tonight's lesson is a continuation of Thursday night lesson, and I read to you from the gospel as recorded by St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, the 14th verse, but in order for me to continue, I have to read the same said verse, but only from the 11th verse down to the 16th verse. And it reads, "Blessed are ye," and I'm reading to you from the King James Version of the Bible. "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, and persecute you, and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but the salt shall lose its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing, but so be cast not and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." I just read it to you from the gospel recorded by St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, down to the 11th, down to the 16th verse. May the Lord have the blessing to reading, hearing, the doing of his word and his will, and may it edify our soul forever. Now, our thought is coming from the 14th verse, and it reads, "Ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on the hill cannot," I repeat, it cannot be it. And our subject is, "Did you forget?" And Brother Brown helped me out a lot at the end of last week's program when he added this one word, two words to that. And it, did you forget who you are in the Lord? Now, the topic, the original topic was, did you forget who you are? But, see, we have a tendency of forgetting who we are in the Lord. And I thank Brother Brown for adding that. And they'll give you a brief synopsis of what happened or how the lesson went. We're talking about the things that can make one forget who he is and who we represent. And there's one major thing out there that will make us forget who we are, that we are that shining light, that we are that city that sits upon a hill. And there's a lot going on right now in our homes, on our jobs, in our neighborhoods, in our families. Everywhere we go, we are faced with one word that, if you're not careful, it will make you forget who you are, how brightly your light shines. And that word is adversity. And we talked about the things that adversity does. It gives you amnesia. We're going to go back to that in a few minutes. It causes a distraction. It brings about stress. It causes one to disassociate himself with others who he may love very dearly, because he feels that he's the only one that could solve that particular problem or that dilemma that he's going through. So diversity now is running rampant. It's running rampant everywhere we go, on all avenues that we may walk down. There is adversity waiting on every corner to try to overtake us. But we cannot allow ourselves to do that. Why? Because tonight's part two lesson is, don't lose your identity in the Lord. Because these things will make us forgetful, and they will give us that false sense of security that we can handle things on our own, that we have that capability. But I'm telling you, we don't have that capability to handle things on our own. Everything that we do should require some type of consultation with the man of God, with the Lord, or with some holy reference in order for us to do and say what is correct for us to do and say. The Bible says we're not to lean unto our own understanding. Now, one thing I want to clarify, and that is the word is said that, and this is the Lord talking, he said, ye are the light of the world. And I want to start right there. Because, see, that us being the light, see, Jesus is the true light. About being sons and daughters of God, he has given us, gave he them power to become. So he mentions, and I'd like to read this to you momentarily. It's from the Ellicott's commentary. It said, the light of the world, in its highest or truest sense, the word and the light belongs to Christ and to him only. You can find that in John, the first chapter, the 9th verse, and John, the 8th chapter, the 12th verse. It said, the comparison to the candle or lamp in Matthew 5:15 shows indeed that even his disciples are spoken of as shining in the world with a derived brightness flowing to them from the fountain of life. So a lot of times when you, in order for your cell phone to work, in order for your television to work, in order for all the things that have electricity, it must be charged into what? Our power source. Jesus is our power source. He is our light. And it's saying that even though that we are derived right, because we're born in sin and we're wrapped in iniquity and we come short of God's glory, but he lets us know that we're supposed to let our light so shine in our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. So people are observing each and every last one of us every day. Whether you know it or not, from the time you leave your home to the time you return to your home, you are up under the microscope. Not the magnifying glass, but you are up under the microscope. Everyone out there who is trying their best to prove to somebody else, is it to prove to themselves that you are not who you say you are in the Lord. And my brothers and my sisters, this is a crucial time for each and every last one of us. As I say, don't forget, or did you forget, which poses a question, which causes us to have a self-examination upon ourselves, and also requires an answer. It requires a spiritual answer, because the way we go about doing things and the way we go about dealing with situations in our life, and we don't turn over our problems or our situations to the Lord, because His Word says, take your burdens to the Lord, and what we're supposed to do. And take them up and take them home, put them in a shopping cart and take them home with you? No. Come back and get them a later day? No. It says, and leave them there. So I'm supposed to deposit all the problems that I have, the trouble that I may have with my children, the trouble that I may have with my wife, the trouble that I may have with my neighbor, the trouble I might have with my finances. We're supposed to take them to the Lord and leave them there. We're not supposed to forget these things. We're not supposed to try to deal with these situations on our own, because we will most certainly come up short. Now, as I say, we know that amnesia, there's nothing no more than what they would call a sudden or a loss of memory. But once you program yourself to do what it is that the Lord will have you to do, yes, you got to program. In other words, you got to practice every day. You got to pray every day. You have to let that light of yours shine every day. Not once a week, not once a month, not during your anniversary, not once a year, not during your birthday, but every day. Because Brother Paul told us that it's a war that's going on inside of him, not weekly, not bi-weekly, not monthly, not yearly, but daily. So in doing so, we'll keep ourselves in line with what God will have us to do. Now, if you look into the Bible, you see that just about every Christian brother or sister, there was a time that they went through some type of adversity in their lifetime. Now, it's easy. It's easy. And I repeat, it's very easy to serve the Lord when His blessings are flowing freely unto each and every last one of us. If you don't believe me, look how overjoyed Job's wife was when he was the richest man and he had an abundance of cattle and this and that and the other, and he was perfect and upright. But then when adversity began to come and overtake him and kill his children and mess up his land and kill his cattle and so forth, and all of the ramifications of these things came upon him, his wife, through adversity, told him, she said, you know what you need to do? You need to curse your God and die. Now, if you notice, he totally disclaimed the Lord. And it says that the Son of Man came there over in Job, I think it's the second chapter, to present themselves before the Lord. But guess what? Satan also presented himself. So my brothers and my sisters, try hard as you may, you cannot keep that demon from coming into church and sitting next to you. But he's there to distract you. He's there to take your mind off of the service. So if we can focus, we can let that light that we have of our time and that darkness, it says that the darkness did what? The darkness comprehended it not. So in the process of us having this very illuminous light, this light that all outshines everything, the Lord in my life, we know that spiritually that the Lord is light, that the Lord is that light. He is that light that was sent down through the world that make our pathway straight. So in the process of him or us being a candle or a lamp, so that we can what? Light up the house. You might not have the light up the cathedral. It might not light up the world, but we're going to start with what the scripture says, light up the house, light up your house. Because first they said charity starts at home, and then it goes across. Because that's where a lot of children of God, they lose. We lose our credibility because we stand up and we profess the Lord Jesus Christ. But guess what? Our house is out of order. And I'm not talking about that house that's made out of brick and mortar. I'm not talking about that house that we reside in over there on Mayfield Street or Seymour Street or on Mockingham Drive. I'm not talking about those houses that were built by hand. I'm talking about those houses that our soul is in. I'm talking about these body temples of ours. See, I am the master of my body temple. So I'm not supposed to allow anything to enter into it. I'm not supposed to lose control. I'm supposed to allow that light to shine into that darkness. But that darkness, as the word says, it's comprehended or not. The darkness is not going to understand you. The darkness is not going to give you kudos. The darkness is not going to say that you're a good fellow. It's going to look for that one passion or that one lust that is within you that can cause you to miss out. Now, my brothers and my sisters, now is not the time to forget who you are. I know it might seem like it's not related to the scripture at all, but I'm just looking at how that prodigal son, how he wanted the goods that fell to him. He forgot who he was in the Lord. He forgot that all that excitement that he was seeking, all of those things that he was looking for something that was already there. And it's a shame that we have to leave away from our comfort zone sometimes to realize that what we sought for, what we needed in the first place, was just a prayer away. And I'm talking to those that may leave their homes and their families and go and shack up with somebody else because they think that the grass is greener on the other side. Don't lose your identity in the Lord. Don't forget, this is a crucial time, and this is a crucial hour. If one, it's not time for us to hide. It's not time for us to conceal or conceal ourselves or put our light up under a basket, up under a bush. It's not time. It's time for us to come together in one Christian band of love to light up the world. We're not supposed to allow the spirit of fear to overtake us. Now, I know most of you may remember years ago, I know back in the 50s, all of the winos and the dope heads, and as well as the gamblers, they gave Miss Isabel, the church lady from down the street, they gave her so much respect. When they seen her coming down the street on her way to church with her white gloves on and her little purse and a Bible up on her hand, they stopped doing what they was doing. They said, wait a minute, hold on. Put those dice away. Here comes Miss Isabel. Put that wine bottle away. Here comes Miss Isabel. Stop that cussing. Don't you see that church lady right there? So that fear was of us. But now come the world. But now we have fear of the world. Our light is not shining properly. We're supposed to shine on things. To do what? To expose them. To let them know you cannot have that type of activity around here. But see, sometimes, as I said, because of adversity, because of what we think someone is going to do to us, we panic. Now, there were some that told the Lord that I'm just paraphrasing here. You know what? I don't even see why you talk like that. I can kill you right now on the spot. But the Lord responded, as I say, I'm paraphrasing, that you could only kill me if my Father allow you to kill me. So I'm just saying to those that are out there, those that have forgot about that that is shining deeply within them, that light that is waiting to escape and to expose and to show and to lead and to illuminate. That light right there, that light that, you know, it was a song, one of my favorite church songs coming up as a kid, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine." But we're talking about that light, which is the Spirit of God that is within me. And it's very easily identifiable. If you are who you say you are, you don't have to mention who you are. People will know who you are because there's something about, like I said, something about the name of Jesus. There's something about a child of God that makes that individual stand out in the crowd. You don't have to profess. You don't have to wear trinkets and bracelets and baubles around your neck or anything like that, but it's just something about you could just walk in a place and it's just an aura, that light. That's what it is, that light that is shining deep within you, that light that is illuminating you. And I used to think to myself, I know that the older Bibles back in the 50s and 60s and the 40s and so forth and on, if you looked at a picture of the Lord praying, you would always see a halo around his head. See, nowadays, mostly, you don't see pictures in the Bible. You just, you know, it's just words. I'm not knocking today's publications or anything like that, but I'm talking about that big old family Bible that used to sit on the table that Mama used to go and make us sit around the table so that she could read us like the golden rule and things like that, doing to others as you would have them to do unto you. I'm talking about those Bibles that the pictures is telling the story, you know, where the Lord is pointing to his hand or he's pointing to his heart or he's pointing to the sky or he's praying. I'm talking about that light right there. But see, we have gotten away from those types of things. We have allowed ourselves to forget about how powerful that light is that the Lord has given us. And it's easy sometimes to forget who you are because of distractions in your life. Sometimes we could, you know, we could go in the kitchen and we forget that why we went in there. And that happens to, you know, it's not Alzheimer's or anything like that. It happens to young people. And I got grandchildren that will come and say, what did I go in there for? But a lot of times, I'm not, but see, that's just forgetting things on a normal basis. But see, when we forget who God is or what he is in our life, or we forget who we are, then it's easy. We become susceptible to those things that could very easily threaten us. We become susceptible to those things that could cause our heart to grieve. But see, we knew, and he told us a long time ago about these various things that would happen and that are happening now. He told us about, you know, earthquakes and, you know, in diverse places. He told us about spiritual wickedness in high places. He told us about the conflict that brothers would have against brothers and nation against nation and all of these things. He told us about these things. But see, that amnesia set in. And if I told you about something, it shouldn't be no surprise when it happened. We should look to the heavens and say, Lord, you told me that. Lord, you reminded me that. And also in, over there in Matthew, the last chapter of Matthew said, I will, you know, bring all things back unto your remembrance. Whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. So we got to remember when things begin to go bad for me, I got a champion. I got a champion who will defend me. The Lord says, vengeance, that light that's shining so brightly right now is letting me know that to turn the other cheek. Why? Because vengeance is his and he shall. And when you say, when the Lord's word says shall is a certainty. It's not a maybe, it's not a what if, but it's a certainty. It's that he shall repay. But sometimes we get so caught up and things, if it's not a instantaneous retribution for the offense that has been brought up against us, we begin to say to ourselves that we begin to anger the same way Jonah did when God sent him with that wonderful word, when he tried to hide. He sent him with a saving word. And because the Assyrians were mortal enemies of him and of the Israelites, Jonah sat outside of the city and he pouted and he complained and he whined and everything. Why? Because it was not an instant retribution. It was not an instant retaliation for those things that had been done against the children of Israel. So that's not for me to do. I'm not to, the Lord told me to forgive them. And see, and that light is constantly telling me, don't forget. That light is telling me to forgive them. Even when that light was hung up on that dark hill, and he looked down upon all of those that were persecuting him, all of those that had spit on him and mocked him and shamed him and pierced him in his side. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So sometimes the magnitude of what somebody does to you, you know, we in the flesh, of course, we want to break our knife off of them. We want to let them know, you don't mess with me like that. I don't play that stuff. But a lot of times, we must learn how to forgive. That light right now is telling each and every last one of us that somebody that has wronged us, when this program is over, that light is shining so brightly that it's telling us to call that brother or call that sister or call that neighbor or call that relative or call that friend and say, you know what? I've been holding a grudge. I've been having an ought against you for a long time. You know what? All it was doing was just burning me down. I forgive you. I love you. And forgive me for feeling this way about you. So allow that light. That light can shine. We can't forget. We can't lose our spiritual identity. We have to maintain that integrity that Christ is looking for in each and every last one of us. Now is not the time for us to faint or to back down. It's time for us to move forward in the name of the Lord. And the Lord is letting us know. He said, I am. And then he turns around and says, you are the light of the world. So he designated each and every last one of us, but see, we shouldn't get carried away with being that light. We are part of that distribution center of that light. We're part of that power source connected to that light. And we're supposed to shine and let men and women and boys and girls everywhere know of the reality of serving a truth and the living God. So my brothers and my sisters, our topic for tonight was don't forget who you are in the Lord and being obedient unto what the Lord gave Brother Brown tonight concerning people that call in, because I know it would be kind of hard for me to just listen to, you know, someone speak, because it's easy to get excited about God's word. So we're going to turn over the reins of that service back over to the hands of Brother Brown. May God bless you and may he ever keep you. And the number that he just gave you a few minutes ago, now would be a perfect time to use it. If not, Brother Brown and I will fill the rest of the program with, you know, exchanges concerning God's word. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. We thank you, Deacon Marvin Cox, for delivering that word on tonight. And I thank God you were able to complete it with part two, because there was a lot that the Lord had put on your plate. But we was able to break it down. You was able to complete it and get the full message out. So I pray that it was received in love by the listeners. Now you know that it's very important that we do not forget who we are in Christ Jesus. We do not lose our identity in Christ Jesus, being so caught up into the world's system and what the world is doing and what's going on going on in the world and around us in the world. So we are never to forget who we are in the Lord, so that we can complete and fulfill our God purposes in the earth for His glory. So we just thank God for you, Deacon Marvin Cox, for that word on tonight. And just like Deacon Marvin Cox said, and yeah, we do have a few minutes left that are available. What I'm going to do right now, because we said we're going to do it, I can do it right now. If you have a testimony or a praise report, you can dial this number right now. We're going to start this tonight. Dial 657-383-1364. You can start dialing that number now, so we can start hearing your praise reports and your testimonies, so God can be glorified through you, so that you can continue to receive the blessings of the Lord, because He wants to bless you, and He blesses those who are not afraid to stand on holy boldness and let the world know who healed you, who delivered you, who set you free, who made a way of escape for you. Whatever the case may be, you know it was the Lord's doing. He intervened on your behalf or your family's behalf. You ought to give God the glory, the honor, and praise that's due His name, because He do not have to do anything for us. We need to remember that with God and with Christ Jesus, all things are possible, and there is nothing too hard for God. So the lines are open right now. If you would like to share your testimony, it don't have to be a long one. It can be a short one. You can start dialing the number now, 657, area code 383-1364. You can start dialing that number now if you would like to give God some glory, honor, and praise through your praise report or testimony on tonight. We have a few minutes left. Somebody need to call in. I know that the Lord is not only working on my behalf and on behalf of Deacon Marvin Cox, but He's working on your behalf too, listener. You who are listening to us on tonight, you know what the Lord has done in your life. You know what He's doing even right now in your life and in your family's life and on your behalf. You know that it's God that has intervened. You know, had it not been for God on your side, that person on that highway that had the road rage would have shot you or caused you to have an accident. Or you know, if you was in your car, you was texting and driving, and you know you should not have been, and the Lord allowed you not to cause an accident. Or whatever the case may be, we need to start, and especially in these last few days, showing the signs, giving God praise and glory, so that those that are still spiritually blind, just like Deacon Marvin Cox was saying, we are the lights that shine in this dark, sinful world. The people that are still spiritually blind on tonight, they need to see Jesus Christ in us. So when we are being about our Heavenly Father's business, when we are being faithful, committed doers of God's word and not just hearers only, and we are doing it from our hearts and not to be men pleasers because of they have itching ears, but we're doing it to glorify God, then we need to be more serious about doing what God has called us to do. And so just like Deacon Marvin Cox said, and he did not only say this, this is what the word of God says, he's just saying what the word of God says. The world would know that we love God by the way we show love one toward one another. And yes, we are the light. We are the light of the world. Those who are saved in Jesus' name on tonight, you are the light of the world. You are an ambassador. You are a servant. You are a vessel of the Most High God. So as we always say, and it's very true, and I know that some of your listeners can testify that we know of people, some may be in our own family, that will never go into their house of worship to give God praise. But they see you. They see me. Like Deacon Marvin Cox say, somebody is watching you. They're watching me. They're watching Deacon Marvin Cox. If you love the Lord, you're saved in the name of Jesus Christ, and you're trying to be a faithful, committed doer of God's word, even though hellhounds are hounding all around you, things in your life that may not be seem to be going the way that you think they ought to be going, but you are still faithful, you're still committed to God, you're still being a doer of God's word, and people see that. So they wonder, their minds are pondering, especially those that are not saved, or those that may have hidden agendas, or that want to spread false gossip about you. That's what the enemy does. He will have people watching you, and they will make up false stories if they have to, just to take away some credibility from your Christian walk or your Christian name. But don't allow that to happen. you continue to do what God called you to do, whatever your gift is, just like I was saying earlier, whatever your gifts are, or your talent or talents are that God anointed you with, that only you can do for God and to give him glory in earth, then you need to make sure that you are about your Heavenly Father's business, doing what God called you to do. Don't worry about what someone else is doing for the Lord. You make sure you are fulfilling your God purpose in the earth so that somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in you. And they will see Jesus Christ in you to the point, even if they're not saved, they will know, because they know the enemy recognizes who Jesus is too. So we want to be bright lights today, because we are truly living in the last and evil days. Jesus Christ is soon to come again. Once again, we still have time. If you want to call in and share your testimony, the lines are still open. 657, area code 383-1364. The Lord is looking for people that are standing up with holy boldness. You said you love the Lord. You said you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is your moment. This is your time to give God some glory, honor, and praise through your sharing of your testimonies and praise report on tonight. Well, we did what we were asked to do on tonight. So we did open the lines. So we did give people an opportunity. But hopefully and prayerfully, the next time we open up the prayer lines for people to call in and share testimonies, that people will call in and give their testimonies and share their praise reports, because we want to give God the glory, honor, that do his name, because he's worthy of our praise even on tonight. And he's still working miracles. He's worthy to be praised. So right now we just want to say thank you once again to Deacon Marvin Cox for always sharing with us inspirational poems. Tonight's poem of God's Ark then came forth with part two of the message. Don't forget who you are in the Lord. Don't lose your identity in the Lord. So we thank God for you, Deacon Marvin Cox. You continue to be all that God has anointed you to be for such a time as this. Well, we're going to close out tonight's program in prayer as we always do. I'm asking you to please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made and allowed us to see in spite of ourselves, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you again for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your sufficient grace. We know that we are not worthy of them, but we thank you for them in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Father, who gave his life on our behalf and redeemed us with his own precious blood. So we just bless your name on tonight. And the Father, it's our prayer that you will move by your Spirit in every vessel that's going to bring forth your word on tomorrow, all over the land. Every door that's going to be open in your Son, Jesus' name, we pray that you will move by your Spirit on tomorrow for the saving of many souls, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified. And as a corporate body of believers, that you will be glorified through it all, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just give you praise, we give you praise, we give you glory, honor. Heavenly Father, we can never praise you enough, because you are that awesome. You are that great. You are the most high God, and only true and living God. We bless you on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's our program for tonight. I pray that something was said on tonight that would stir your heart, and I pray that you would receive it all in love, that God would be glorified through it, that you would be blessed and helped and strengthened through what you heard on tonight through Deacon Marvin Cox. From the Word of God. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Make sure that you, if you're able, to go to a church, a house of prayer, a house of worship tomorrow, and give God the glory, honor, and praise that he is so deserving of, that only you can do on tomorrow. Give God the praise, the glory, and honor on tomorrow is our prayer in Jesus' name. Until the next time, we know we always open up with prayer, this song, but we're going to close out tonight with this same song. This means war, because we are truly living in a time of war. And again, the Word of God told us, don't be surprised when we see these things happening. The Word told us these things are going to be what's going to happen. So we're going to close out with war on tonight. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.